Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Please sit up in heavenly places. Glory to God. Thank you, choir. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Wow, it's a wonderful morning. Amen. So today is day what? Day 13. So we have how many more days? 7 days to go. How has it been, the 20 days of glory experience? We all with open faces, beholding as it were a glass, the glory of God, we are being changed from one level of glory to another level of glory. One of the things that I assured us in 20s of glory is that apart from the diverse manifestations of the move of God, the presence of God, the power of God, the healings, there will be insightful teachings that will help you discover the pathway to a life of endless, ceaseless, and unlimited breakthroughs. Last week, Sunday, I came up with the power of love for God. And I told you how that without love for God, you are going nowhere. It is the access card to the heart of God. Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? You need to love God. He says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your passion, with all your energy. Did we see that in Passion's Translations last week? Every energy that is within you. In other words, we were designed and patterned by God to love him. Satan wanted to make a mess of everything in the Garden of Eden. But Jesus, by the Spirit, says that love has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. So you have the capacity to love God. You have the capacity to love God. You know why? God loves us so much. He has shown us the highest level of love by sacrificing his son Jesus for us. Sir, if you catch the revelation behind loving God with your passion, with your devotion, with your commitment, with your skill, your talent, your intellect, your all, you can never sink in life. I've been on the journey of loving God with all my life, and I've seen how God has helped me from face to face, from season to season, and where we are today. And there's a greater glory that lies ahead. You cannot predict the destiny of a lover of God. Eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, it has not entered the heart of any man what God has prepared. So any person who thinks they know the heights that you can attain, they have failed. If you are a lover of God, all things work together for good. In the course of the week, we have sporadic moves of God during the course of the meeting. On Sundays, I try to settle people down and teach a little bit. Are we here together? Of course, the move of God is going on also. The power of God is going on also. Healing. The Bible says, and while Jesus was speaking to them, the power of God was present to heal. There are times I was speaking on financial prosperity, and I was just talking of financial prosperity, and a die-hard, hardcore atheist was forced by the friends to come to church. And I was talking finance, and he accepted Christ. I was not talking salvation. There are times I'm speaking about another subject. God, who knows every person's heart and know what you desire, he meets you right at the point of your need. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You are not permitted to have a life of, you know, ups and downs. When I mean ups and downs, I mean a life that you are just, everything you achieve, all of a sudden everything is sinking. You achieve it, it's sinking. No. The path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. This morning, God has laid something in my heart, very powerful to share. Once in a year, 20 days of glory like that, major, I share that message. And any person who understands and catches that principle, it's not a one-off thing, but it's something you have to, it's a key. It's not a key that you just say, I've done it once. No. At different phases of your life, as I teach, you will see that, wow, at different stages of your life, God will either steer your heart to do it, or there will be a test of your faith to do it, or because you are tired of where you are, you take a bold step to do it. This morning, I'm going to be speaking on the subject, power of sacrifice for next level manifestation. Please listen to me carefully and attentively. The power of sacrifice. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. The things that people think make no sense, that's what God uses to make sense. Unfortunately, funny enough, what I'm about to teach this morning, it makes sense because even the occultic world, the satanic and demonic kingdom, they have forced their way into this principle. And sir, it works for anybody. The only thing is that whatever the devil gives you will not last forever. It is to eternal destruction. The power of sacrifice. The power of sacrifice for next level manifestation. Genesis chapter 22, we're going to read from verse 1 to 18. Psalm 50 verse 5. Genesis chapter 22 from verse 1 to 18. I want everybody to listen and read carefully. Just read carefully. We do not have all the time in this first morning service, but let's see how far we can go this morning. We're going to do it together. Just follow the punctuations and let's read this verse 18. Then we'll take Psalm 50 verse 5. One to go. Now it came to pass after these things. I'm not hearing everybody. Very good. That God tested. Who tested Abraham? God tested Abraham. That's why I said that there are times it is God that is initiating it. There are times it is because you, I'll show you the scenarios in scripture. It came to pass after these things that God did what? Tested Abraham, and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had to. Please read carefully and get the lines. Let's go now. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife in. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood. Take note, he built what? He built an altar for the purpose of what? Sacrifice. Let's go ahead. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Go ahead. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for what? A burnt offering. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out, you will not hear a second voice until the sacrifice is made. You will never be able to hear the second voice until the sacrifice is accomplished. You will never be able to hear the second voice until the voice of obedience is perfected. Let's go ahead now. I said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you. Your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? He said, because you have obeyed my voice. Psalm 50, verse 5. Let's read it together. I want to go. Gather my saints together. Those who have made a covenant with me by what? Gather my saints. Those who have made a covenant with me by what? Sacrifice. Father, bless the reading of your word. Let light come to our hearts in the name of Jesus. For anyone to experience the dimension of results that is uncommon, there is a law that you can never joke with in life. It is called the law of sacrifice. In businesses, those who are doing very well, in the simple understanding, leaders have to sacrifice something to go up. It is called the law of sacrifice. What price do I have to pay for this business to enter the next level? If you are not willing to pay the price, the business will not go anywhere. Sometimes you have to sell property to put the business in shape. Sometimes you have to move your comforts from the big house you are living to a smaller place, put the money to push into that. Why? Because you are making sacrifice. Sacrifice is a law that can never be negotiated if you will ever go up in life. Your ability to sacrifice is what determines whether or not you'll be promoted. Promotion is attached to sacrifice. Next level is attached to sacrifice. At the junction of your next level, at the junction of your next level promotion, next level increase, career rising, at the junction of the next level of uncommon favor in the lives of many people, lies a roadblock called sacrifice, a test for your life. The test of sacrifice will always precede every promotion. Every total turnaround in the life of a man will come after a man has been tested and he passes the law of sacrifice. I've come to realize that things don't just change. People take steps, make sacrifices that will change things. You see how foolish we can be sometimes when we see people who are doing very well and you are excited. Just imagine somebody comes to this church and with the little God is helping, they say, wow, I like the chair. Let me copy the chair arrangement. Let me copy the light. I want to copy. You can copy the things you see. Ask him of the things you have not seen. Ask him of the things he did that nobody knows. Every time you see a great man and you're observing, please find time to ask a little bit. What extra thing did you do that does not always show on the face, but is a behind the scene work? Things don't just happen. People provoke their lives to sacrifice. Abraham had served God all his life. He had been devoted to God. From the age of 70, God called him out and promised him a son. And Abraham said, God, I believe you will give me a son. And as Abraham believed God with his heart, he kept moving with God. Then Abraham got to a point where at the age of 99, God eventually showed up and gave him Isaac, the son that he loved. He said, Abraham, thy son, thy only son. Is he only Isaac that Abraham had? I thought Ishmael was Abraham's son. But in defining sacrifice, what will be if God said, take now Ishmael? Abraham will just carry in, will just call, will just cut his name, because Ishmael was not important in the agenda like that. He loved Ishmael, I hope you know that, but not like Isaac. Sometimes some people mistake and give their Ishmael instead of giving their Isaac. Ishmael will not qualify for the sacrifice. Isaac qualifies for the sacrifice.
Take now thy son, that only son, Isaac. He now qualified it. He said, whom thou lovest. Take him to a mountain. Abraham, you're about to enter the next level of your life. Having this son is not enough. There is another thing I want to do in your life. There is a dimension of greatness I want to bring you into. Abraham, I don't want you to be a mortal. I want to immortalize your name. I want to put you in a place where you will have a bosom in heaven. Elijah, Elisha, all the prophets, everybody will gather and they will have to sit in your bosom. Abraham, if you pass this test, you will qualify. Abraham will never have known the greatness and the height and the blessing of being the father of faith if he had failed that sacrifice. You never know what is lying on the other side of your sacrifice. You never know it. You don't know it yet. You don't know it yet. You don't know it yet. What lies on the other side of your sacrifice, you don't know yet. May God open our eyes to understand what I'm saying this morning. May you catch the revelation of this morning so that your life will take a quantum leap to the next level. In the name of Jesus. Take now thy son, that only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. After you gave me Isaac, after you have blessed me, I am now happy and celebrating that I have received all that I want from God. Why? Everything that Abraham wanted for God was Isaac. The only thing that Abraham went back to God to ask a second time was, Abraham, God, now I'm getting old. What would you give me? Eliezer of Damascus is a servant in my house. Will he inherit all things? And God said, Abraham, don't worry, you will get Isaac. Now he had given him Isaac and God said, give me Isaac. Kai. After you gave me the Isaac, why ask him for my Isaac? God asked for any other thing and God says, no, it's Isaac I want. The Bible says Abraham immediately. Abraham did not go back to have a negotiation and dialogue and start thinking and asking, can it be God? Can it be man? God, am I sure? Let me think very well, though. Hey, is it possible? God cannot be like this. Some other people will bind the voice. Rapakaba, I bind you. No. You will never enter the next level if you don't understand the power of sacrifice. If you have not read the Bible, you will never know God. I have read this Bible. I have seen that from day one, from the Garden of Eden, what moved Abel, Cain out of the way and positioned Abel in a place where his blood was speaking after he died. Sacrifice immortalizes you, sir. You are dead, yet you'll be speaking. There are certain people who wrote many things in their lifetime. After they died, nobody saw their books, nothing. But certain people did certain sacrifices. 100 years after they died, their businesses, their books still sell. In fact, some of their books sell more than when they were dead than when they were alive. Power of sacrifice. Sacrifice can immortalize a man. Sacrifice will put you in the class of immortals, never dying. Flesh will perish, but you will live on by the power of sacrifice. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, Jesus. Every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. The way of sacrifice is painful at the moment, but gainful at the long run. When you see people doing unusual things, getting huge results, don't just think it's as a result of the things you see. No, there are certain things you have not seen. Many people will never know if they had not read the Bible that the man called Abraham got to where he got to for the power of sacrifice. Sacrifice in this kingdom is a dangerous key. In the kingdom of darkness, they still apply it to because they know the power. They know the power. May Satan not blind our eyes from understanding what can help us move up in life. I say, may you not be blinded to understand what is supposed to help you drive in life. There are certain people under the sound of my voice. The connection to your next level, all your prayer points and everything might just be tied to your altar of sacrifice. And it will look as if your prayers are not heard. You'll be wondering why. God is saying something has to be on the altar. Sacrifice on your altar. Sacrifice on the altar. Is anybody getting what I'm saying to you? Sacrifice on the altar. I learned it. I practiced it. I keep practicing it. I can never stop practicing it. Never. 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 I can never stop practicing it. Every step, while we're about to secure this property, the finance team, I said, bring that money, let's go. Let's go and sow it as a seed. Bring that money. We cannot have entered here. We will never buy our power. We will never, except for the sacrifices we made. 1 year offering of the whole church, I'll pack it out. Say, take it. Move it out. You cannot beat a man of sacrifice. That is corporate. Then on my personal space, Jesus, help my life. Everyone around me knows that the way to the help of this man is by sacrifice. Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. Take him and go and sacrifice him unto me. I can imagine Abraham carrying tears in his eyes and saying, God, is this how Isaac will go? But I don't know what you are planning to do. I believe you can raise him back to life. But before then, I will still do what you have said to do. Painful but gainful. He did not know the gain. He was just following the path of the pain. Not assuming that he knew what would happen. But let's just go. If he has said it, if he has said he needs it, this one was not Abraham trying to provoke now. It was God demanding. There are times where you want to provoke. There are times where God places a demand. There are some people where you are, God has placed demand on certain things in your life. You have been fighting it. You have been fighting it. You have been fighting it. Sir, until you give up, you will never go up. Sacrifice brings you to the realm of immortalization. Transgenerational blessings and wealth will not come except by the power of sacrifice. The son came and he said, Father, I have heard we are going for sacrifice. Where is it? The last time I check, you do sacrifice. You usually use ram. You usually use other things. Where are we going? When are we? And the guy was just following the father like that. And the father said, the Lord will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. Little did the boy know that he will be the lamb for the sacrifice. He didn't know. He was not aware that he would be the lamb for the sacrifice. And the father took this boy by the hand. And while he was taking him to the place with bleeding and tears in his heart, I believe Abraham would have concealed that tears from dropping. Maybe just point out in her. Because if Isaac sees the tear, he will be wondering that, the last times we did sacrifice, I didn't see you crying like you. What exactly? So he held it in his heart. I know they said Isaac was a very quiet and gentle boy. But you see, I don't know. But somehow, I know that Isaac would have been wondering and asking questions. That I don't know what's that wrong with daddy today. Is anything, old age, is it affecting him right now? What's the problem with this man? And the father took him. And when he got there, the father tied his leg. I believe that at the age of Abraham, it would be difficult to carry Isaac. And maybe he just told him, Isaac, please, can you lie on this altar? And he would tie the leg of Isaac and tie the hand. And say, Isaac, I will not kill you while your eyes are open. Probably cover his eyes. And he was exactly ready to do what God has said. Sir, after 29 years of following God, after having received the promise, Isaac was now a teenager. You are now taking him to sacrifice. God did not for one day tell Abraham that now I know that you believe me. Now I know that you trust me. So all these years I've been following you. You have not known that I trust you. You have not known that I believe you. You have not seen anything in me. God did not say that. After the sacrifice, an angel appeared. He said, and God swore. Hey! God swore. But there are few places in scripture I ever see that God decided to swear. By looking around, you know, whenever you want to swear, you will swear by somebody who is higher or something that is bigger or stronger. Looking around, he did not see anyone and anything to swear by. He swore by himself, by his holiness, by his throne. If I don't do this for you, Abraham, then know that I am not God. What provoked it? Sacrifice. He said, from today, every patriarch will come and sit at the bosom of Abraham. Even after Jesus comes and he dies, Jesus will be called the son of Abraham. Nobody qualifies to call themselves children of God and Christians until they identify with Abraham. He said, now you have become Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. Why Abraham? Why not Elisha? Others did some sacrifice, but sir, what Abraham did was a picture of what God would have done in the future. And he said, before I got to the future, I met a man in the past who decided to do what I would have done. Would that man not qualify to be a God and immortalized on the earth? And God immortalized Abraham and put Abraham in a plane that you cannot beat. Till tomorrow, sir, Jesus Christ came. He died. Jesus was not the father of faith. He went back to time and left everybody with all their steps of faith. And he said, I choose Abraham again to be the father of faith. We are not changing the rules. Abraham will be the father of faith. One sacrifice he has done has beat the sacrifice of any and everybody and qualifies him to sit as the father of faith. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing this morning? Are you sure it's making sense to you this morning? Occultic people, a man was sharing with me. He said those days when they want to get jobs, he will go and sit down and they will ask. He will go to the rabbis and ask. He said, this man that is contending with me for this job, what has he done? And they say, the guy killed one ram and two turtles. He said, what will I do to beat his sacrifice? They will say, you get a cow, or you get two rams. One sacrifice has to be higher than the other for you to qualify to override that person. It's a spiritual principle. Kingdom of darkness knows it. Everywhere they know it. You cannot see, even in your office, there is a sacrifice that one staff is making that enters the eyes of the boss. They will push you aside and put that person in front. What are you saying? When you teach some things, some people think that it is because we just want to teach it in church because we want to catch. No, we don't catch anybody. This message is not for everybody. What I'm preaching today is not for everybody. It's for those who have come to the crossroad of their life and they know that there is a demand. And they know that there is a need. And they know that no sacrifice, nothing will be accepted. Prayers, the degree to the answer of prayers are usually responding based on the power of sacrifice. What is on your altar? Many of us, since January to today, nothing, only what is your altar is tithe and offering. Some people are still even struggling with tithe. Guy, what is on your altar? And they'll be bragging, they'll be bragging hard. I say, Stop this. Don't do like that. No man brags before this God. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? I don't know if somebody's learning something this morning. Is somebody grabbing what I'm saying this morning? Sacrifice can change a person's life forever. It can transform a person's destiny forever. If you really want to see the hand of God the way you have never seen it before, if you want to get the kind of result that you have never gotten before, if you want next year to be a burning light indeed, every time we come and we quote, the path of the just is like a burning light. Sir, ask me what I did 3 years ago, what I did last year, what I am about to do this year. I say I will never be able to say it. Not to cajole anybody, not to move anybody to do anything. I know what God told me. In tears, I have cried and cried and cried. And I said, God, I leave you. I leave you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Sacrifice is in different dimensions. So don't think that I'm just talking about the sacrifice monetarily. Some people sacrifice their time. When I was on campus, my time, I would leave a class where a lecturer is teaching to go and attend to service. I will leave everything. There's nothing you are teaching that moment. Nothing you are saying that moment, sir. I'm sorry, sir. It is time for service. I was sacrificing my time. Some people still struggle with sacrificing their time. Today is peculiar because we're talking about sacrificial offerings and all that. But there are other things people sacrifice. Your skill that you are using to serve somebody in a secular job, they need it in the church and you're running up and down, brother. You need to be wise. Until my only gaze is you, spirit keep brooding over me. Till I look just like you. Must look like God, you will do what God does. God by himself. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You say, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. God is showing you the pathway to become like him. And you are contending and asking questions. You are not qualified yet, sir. God, make me like you. And God said, you really want to be like me? You say, Lord, make me like you. He said, let me give you. Give me your kind of heart. Jesus took his place and he said, my father, why have thou forsaken me? And he said, son, it is painful for me to give you, but it is gainful for the whole world to have you. And I believe that the father by himself, with his heart bleeding, left the son on the cross. He said, father, you are forsaking me. Why? And he said, I can't take the sacrifice when it has landed on the altar. 3 hours Jesus was praying and saying, if it please you, take away this cup. He went back. He did not hear one voice from God. Why? Isaac is already on the altar. Sacrifice. Jesus. One day, we were sharing, you have even seen the movie. You will be asking where people got to. You don't need to let anybody to deceive your life. Sit by yourself and watch. The man of God came on the pulpit and he was asking, and he said, God has asked him that everybody should give their salary for that month. And all the members of the church could not do it. One young man was in church with his newly married wife, E.A. Adeboye, and he stood there and he listened to that thing. And he said, if I die this month, let me die. His wife came and brought everything she had for the month. The man came and brought everything. Sir, may your enemy not be the voice that is stopping you from going to the next level. See the height. See the height. See the height. See the height. Global, intercontinental, even in hell, if there's opportunity, a church will be planted there. Is that serious? Everybody came to service the next day, and all of them were standing and just watching. And they said, who are the people that will do it? Sir, only the man and his wife came out. The man of God must have been disappointed and felt like God did not call him. And felt like maybe he did not hear the voice of God very well. Because for adventure, I heard the voice of God. People should have responded. No, he was not the man of God. He was the heart of the man. Who were not willing to go to the next level of their life. Maybe if we get to heaven, God would have shown us one person in that congregation that would have been there. He would have not have probably E. Adeboye. Maybe it would have been Isaac, maybe John or something somewhere. Seated. But he had a voice that said, shut up, sit down there. And another man took his crown. May your crown not be taken. Kai. He stood up that day in tears, he and his wife, and they came out like foolish people. Foolish people. They came out, and when they came out, they gave that sacrifice. Everything they had, they gathered it for that month. And they said, God has said we should give everything. God said it every day. I was not contending. It was not God that told him. Oh, it was his man of God that said, God said. It was a second voice speaking. He was not the one that heard it. The man of God said that God said, if I believe my prophet that God has said, then let me go and do this thing. Sir, the rest is history. Some things don't answer to fasting and prayer. After all your fasting and prayer, if you are not willing to sacrifice, you may never be again asked. This kingdom works by principles. Fasting and prayer is very essential. It is the platform that you will make first. But after you have prepared the altar, you must put something on it. You must put something on it. You must put something on it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? And the man immortalized. Abraham took his generations and generations after him and put them permanently on the calendar of God. That it is not possible again. Anywhere you enter and you see a Jew, forget it. Abraham wrote their name. Abraham gave them access. Then anytime you see a Christian too, you see Christians, God, because of Abraham, he redirected the destinies of men and said everybody has to follow through Jesus Christ. The seed of Abraham. Christ is the seed of Abraham. May you give your seed a lasting inheritance. May you give your seed what will last them for a lifetime and keep them on the calendars of time eternally in the name of Jesus. Many people you see today, their parents made some dangerous sacrifices. Dangerous ones. Dangerous ones. Dangerous ones. If I don't want it for myself, I'll do it for my children. Different times I've heard men of God come and say, do you know what? You are beginning to enjoy a season. You have not started though. What God is showing, the sacrifice that your dad made. My father, I follow the footstep. Every 1 year salary, every year, he does not miss it. He said he will not do tithe again. And I said, I'll follow my father. He said he's going to be doing beyond tithe. And he said, I followed him like that. Step by step. Step by step. He became like a sacrifice. And by the time he was going, I can't forget that day, he knelt down in tears. And he mentioned certain names, putting his hand on my head. And he said, boy, you will go far. I said, I've heard. I've seen it. And I did not say because of the prophetic word, that's okay. I followed the footsteps and the pattern of the sacrifice. There are certain grounds that are breaking, that people have never been able to break in their lives. But by the power of sacrifice, no door can be shut against a man who understands the power of sacrifice. Not a gift you are giving for everybody to see you. Not something you are doing for show. If your plan is to show today, forget it. And if your plan is to come and show somebody that I have arrived, you have not arrived anywhere. You have not. Nobody arrives in the presence of God. He's the only one who is the Alpha and the word Omega. Many people are givers, but they give for people to see. They give and talk about it too much. Every time they just want people to know. They always, anytime you are giving something and it is secret giving, some people will never give. But whenever you say public, people can see, they will just stand up first. I say, calm down.
you have not known the way of sacrifice. You have not known the pattern of sacrifice. I have seen people sneak and beg and say, please, I don't want my name to be mentioned, sir. I said, these ones are dangerous. They are dangerous. They are dangerous. Is somebody getting what I'm sharing today? How? Why should I need sacrifice? When you are going through a season of financial stagnation or setback, there are many examples. I cannot share them in this service. The widow had been going through a bad season in her life, she and her family, and the prophet came and said, give me, let me eat first. Give me. And she was contending. He said, give me, let me eat first. As soon as she released it, he said, the cruse of oil will never run dry in this house again. You have made this sacrifice. The barrel of oil will not run dry. And from that day till famine ended in the land, the woman moved from where she was to a higher level. Sacrifice. Untimely and sudden death. There are families that have been going through that kind of thing until one person rose up and said, no, I will raise an altar. And by that altar, untimely death disappeared. When Abraham did the sacrifice, God showed up from nowhere. God just showed up as if God had been hiding this. He showed up and he said, Abraham, I swear. Hey, God swear. God swear. Sacrifice can make God swear. I saw it and I forgot. I said, Jesus, this is serious. God, so you can swear. He said, yes. The same thing he did. In second service, I'm going to show some other examples. I can't do all of them here now. When Solomon gave his offering to God, God left his seat in heaven and showed up and said, Solomon, what do you want? Tell me. Just tell me what you want. And Solomon gave one request. And he said, God, I just need wisdom. God said, Solomon, you don't know anything. Anyway, I will help your life. Whenever you make a sacrifice, God goes beyond your prayer points and identifies some other things around your life that you did not request, because the weight of your sacrifice has beaten your prayer points. Some of you, your prayer points are too cheap. Some people now, you'll be surprised what they're asking is for. Dear God, give me a house. God, give me a car. God, give me a child. This is a small prayer point. God wants to make you an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. And he said, Abraham, as far as I am here with what you have said, I will not only give you wisdom, I will not only give you. You are even asking for the wisdom to rule my people. That means your request is based on me. Whereas some other requests are based on self. Abraham's own request, Solomon, was based on him. God said, come, Solomon, let me give you a gist. You did not ask for the life of your enemies. Eh? Forget about them. Do you know that David fought battles all his life? Solomon did not fight one battle. He was the only king that did not know what war was. Solomon never sat on a horse before any army to fight. Whereas his father David fought almost every day of his life. By the power of sacrifice, Solomon enjoyed rest. Everyone that is going through a life of stress, everyone that is going through a life of struggle, I declare by the power of God, it has ended in the name of Jesus. Guy, by the power of sacrifice, he entered a season of permanent rest. He said, Abraham, he said, Solomon, I will not only give you wisdom. He said, I will now give you wealth that will cause kings of other nations to gather. They will come and see what I have done in you. A man of sacrifice is a centerpiece, an experiment, a set point of reference that God can use to show others his ways as God. Sir, don't joke with it though. From time to time, there are seasons for us in this church. 20 days of glory and our building project for the past 3-4 years has been our sacrificial moments. Those seasons are seasons for us where we do every and anything that is beyond our power, that we will press, and God will say, I've seen it. I've seen people move from where they have been at a level, and God moved them a little bit more just by the power of sacrifice. Some of us do not know that where you are today is sacrifice that brought you there. To close this service, I'm going to pray this morning. But what is a sacrifice? Listen, a sacrifice is something that will cost you dearly. A sacrifice can be the last that you have. A sacrifice can be the only that you have. A sacrifice can be a car, it can be a property, it can be money, it can be anything. I said sacrifice can also be time and energy, but today we're talking about possession, material things, financial kind of sacrifice or material kind of sacrifice, depending on what a person has. It can be the salary of the next month. Everything. It can be a savings that a person has been piling up and God is laying your heart. Maybe a full of everything or a percentage. Whichever way is on your own personally, you and God know. It's
Nobody will tell you, you must do this. This is not the kind of giving that we do. I will say, those of you that have 1,000, come. Those of you that, no. Every man, according to what he knows to be a sacrifice in his life. A person can give 10 million today and it's not sacrifice to him because he has 1 billion. It's not sacrifice. It's not anything to him. It's not going to pain him. It's not going to touch him. It's not going to move anything. The woman that Jesus watched, a widow had only one coin. Her last point of survival. Somebody said, I want to give my widow's mite. You know what widow's mite is? Widow's mite is your all. Widow's mite is not your small, it's your all. To that woman, it was every single thing that she had. Jesus watched it and he said, everybody that just gave in this church, nobody gave like this woman. Why? The percentage of her giving was 100%. Other people gave other percent, but her own was 100. And he said, this one woman qualifies. What am I trying to say? It doesn't have to be by the biggest size. It has to be by how it is paining you. So it's not a competition. Sacrifice is not a competition. Sacrifice is the way it's paining me. It's paining me. Guy, if this car goes, I will be careless. And he says, yes. Remember, Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael will not have pained Abraham much. Isaac will pain him. So God said, I will touch your Isaac, your only son, Isaac, thy son, Isaac. He now called him thy only son. In other words, I do not even classify Ishmael as son when it comes to sacrifice. Whom thou lovest. You know, meaning that sacrifice is something you love. Sacrifice is something that will destroy some of you. The sacrifice this month might stop you from owning generator in your house for the next 1 month. It's sacrifice. Where my sacrifice made I and my wife start trekking to church for almost 2 years after giving car. I said, what is this? I had my child first one, second one, we'll be carrying them in public transport. Sir, sacrifice. 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 When we're sacrificing, every single money we'll be adding it up to make our first seed of 1 million to God. I must give 1 million. By force, the building project, I will be asking finance people, is it not complete? She says, sir, it still remains. I said, this 1 million is hard to get to. Why is it hard like this? It looks so hard that season because everything you gather, you put. Everything you gather, when I call it, sir, it's remaining 250,000. I say, Kai. Brothers and sisters, it was painful. It was painful. There's no time that it will not be painful, sir. Do you know that by the power of sacrifice, certain women married men that they did not deserve in their destiny? They did never. You, who would have given you? God overlooked you and looked at your sacrifice. Even by you, never. Who will give you that? Sacrifice is something that will cost you. Sacrifice is something that is costly and expensive, very valuable. Sacrifice is something that you look at it and you say, after I have invested this, after I have saved this money, after I have, will I do this for this month? Sir, that is sacrifice. That is sacrifice. That is sacrifice. That is sacrifice. Psalm 20 from verse 1 to 4, then I'll close. By yourself, start thinking and asking yourself, God, what is sacrifice to me this morning? 20 days of glory has been on. Sacrifice. I took a young man to preach somewhere many years ago, about 9 years ago, one of my boys. And when we went to preach together, I went to preach, so he was with me. No, I took him to church. I was attending. That was my church then. That's about 10 years thereabouts. And I took the boy alongside with me to go for service. And that day we did not know our building project, our man of God was just talking about it. Then the boy I took to church stood up when they said 50,000. Me, I was still standing. I said, show me your penny. My small boy, I had to stand up. Sir, for me, my phone just got missing the other day. And that was the money I've gathered to buy a new phone. As I was deciding, making that move, the money was in the household. So I came out. The next morning, Satan said many things to my head. You are foolish. You are stupid. How can you be without phone? You are like, hey! I ran. I took the money. I climbed on bike like a madman. I just entered the bar. When I got to the house, the pastor was not around. I gave the pastor wife. I said, man, this is the money for yesterday. Before Satan will change my head. Because man can be selfish. My, forget it. My mind, hey! If you brought phone off at that point, sell a woman, I'll buy it. I'll now promise them that let's give it a 2 weeks gap. Let's give it a 3 weeks. After all, church building is not yet now. But God said, do it now. Now. Sir, it was in that same church. It was in that same church that God brought a man from nowhere where I had saved 150,000 naira to buy a car. And the man called me. In the church, my pastor called and said, there's something bigger than I expect. He said, it's big for you. I said, what? I was in 200 level in school when the man brought the Toyota Sienna those days. And that's the car I drove first. I never bought a car with my money again since that time. Phone, 50,000. Phone, 50,000. Some of you are purchasing your future with what you have now. That sacrifice. That sacrifice. A young man said God started telling him to give his NYSC Alawi every month. Today, Jesus, multi-million organization. But that was what he had. That was all. Sacrifice. You don't need anybody to cajole you. You don't need anybody to force you. If you don't sacrifice for church, you sacrifice in a cult club. Or cult people give their father, they give their mother. They give everything they can. Some people eat bread and shit to have plaza in Alaba. Bread and shit. It's sounding somehow to your eye. If you throw up in the church, our ushers will clean it. You see, people don't just look at them and envy what they have. Ask what they did. Let any person that is sincere not tell you that, you know, it's just the grace of God upon my life. Don't deceive us. Tell us what you did. God is so merciful. God just did it for me. Don't tell me that. I know God is merciful. Who does not know God is merciful? What did you do, sir, that you got to this point? Then you start hearing things. When people go to India and they bathe, after bathing in India, before you know it, they develop an app and you see billions of followers. You think those things are a joke? You think the people of this world are very foolish and they are not smart? Did you see the several times that Steve Jobs took Mark Zuckerberg to a place in India? Got you. Don't joke with yourself. Rise up on your feet. Let us pray. Rise up. Let's pray. Rise up. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way.
Lord, have your way.
One more time, let's sing it now. Say, Lord, I give you my heart. Yeah, I give you my soul. Every breath that I take, moment I'm away. Lord, have your way.
Have your way in me.
Listen to me. We are going to gather our 20 days of glory sacrifice. You are not going to write on any sheet of paper. You are not writing on any sheet of paper, no phone number. There are meetings that we give like that. They are called vows. Sacrifice. We don't write that one on sheet of paper. It's heaven that takes the record. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When we are making vows, we follow up on people to redeem it. Partnership, we follow up. Sacrifice, you don't follow anybody. What they do, follow them. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? If I tell you the things God told me this morning, I see something for the future and I said, God, how will we enter here? How? And he said, just follow. When he tells you the thing, you will cry. The reason some people can never get to certain levels is because what God told them to do, they have never been able to beat their flesh to do it. They've never been able to beat their flesh to do it. As a student on campus, I was courting people. One of the boys, the mother called and said, I want to pay the house rent. I said, no, it's my own sacrifice. I will pay it for him. He has to finish school here with me. And he stayed with me. He didn't pay one naira. His brother drove him out of his own house and he came to squat with me. And the mother said, no, let us pay. He and his brother are quarreling. That's why they can't stay together. I said, he's not paying, sir. Let him stay. Sacrifice that we make so that we will not be small. Please, peradventure you are sitting in a place 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and somebody is talking something, and they say, that man is Oti Shogowo. Please call them and say, you are not okay, you are very mad. That man, we know him, it's not normal. Call them, because everything is open. There's nothing that is hidden and exposed. Well, Ogunwolele, you know, his blood of Jesus is leading my heart to do dangerous things. Nobody's going to tell you what to do. It's your own time. You have given your prayer points have been set. Look at what he says in Psalm 20. Psalm 20, I think Psalm 20 from verse 1. Please put Psalm 20 for me. That's where I want to read. Psalm 20. He said, may the Lord God answer you in the day of what?
May the name of God of Jacob do what? May he send you help from where? And strengthen you out of where? May he do what? There are things that God remembers that makes him do that thing. He said, if I remember what Abraham did, I will never allow him die in shame. All his, if I, maybe second or third, but shows, there are the things about Abraham. I said, why can only one man be here? Why? What is this? One of the biggest temptations of people is Satan reminding them. I said, the last sacrifice you did, has he yielded what you wanted? You don't know that where you are, that you are even alive. That you are even alive. When people are saying, Modupe Morianuba, some people don't know that it was sacrifice that God looked at and said, no, you can't go like that. Sacrifice is dangerous. He said, God, remember. Then God remember all your offerings. So there are the things we are giving, God can go back and remember. God can go back and say, because of this one, let that promotion go. Because of this one, when this man steps out of here, he will never beg for a job again. Because of this one, when this one is set to start up a business, I will send help from... See, there are sacrifices that can change a person's life. Don't do the convenient. Do the discomfort. Sacrifice will discomfort you. A woman carried one year wage perfume, 1 year, and poured it on Jesus. And somebody said, it is a waste. Jesus said, waste on me. Nothing anybody does like this can be a waste on me. Then he turned to the crowd. He said, listen, anywhere they preach the gospel again in this world, if the name of this woman is not mentioned, it's not gospel they are preaching. Since that day, have you not been hearing the name of the woman? Immortalize by sacrifice. That woman was not a very good woman. No. She was a prostitute. Prostitute. From that day, she changed her ways and started following Jesus. You will make a decision by yourself. Get your 20 little of glory, my answer prayer slip. And whatever you are giving, if it's an envelope, you give it. If it's straight to the account you are giving, go ahead and give the account by yourself. Nobody's going to call you again in this church for that thing. No, you will not get one call. Partnership with Centex, building project with Centex is also a sacrifice, but it's a vow. Building project like a vow. This one, nobody will call anybody. You have it between now and the end of the month and the first week of next month. This is what sacrifice. See, sacrifice is not what you don't have. Don't go and borrow money. Is anybody hear what I'm saying here? You don't borrow money to do sacrifice. You don't borrow money to do sacrifice. Sacrifice is not borrowed. Sacrifice is, I have it. It's painful. I can sell this thing to get it. It's something I have already that is within my reach. It can be a savings. It can be something, but I have it. I have it. It can be a car. It can be a property. It can be any. I have it. It's not that I don't have it. You say you went to borrow money to do sacrifice. It's not in this church. Nobody will ever tell you to do that. This one is not always convenient. It's painful. It is sacrifice. Can you teach to talk? Just lift up your sacrifice and talk to God. If it's in your heart, lift it up in your heart. If it's something you don't have here now, but you know that it's at home, or you know that this is how I can get it at the end of the month, or 1 week after 20 days of glory, September 1st week, that's what I can do. But don't do anything that you know that you will now go and start borrowing. No, it can pay you. It can be all your whatever. I don't know. But whatever you know that pains you, that in this season, God, I'm tired of where I am. This thing is the most painful thing I will do now. But for your sake, I will do it. Then prove me, he says, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Begin to talk to God on your sacrifice by yourself this morning. This is the key, sir. It's the key. It unlocks doors. The key unlocks doors, changes situations. Some people have settled the destiny of their children because of sacrifice. Sacrifice. Hi, Jesus. All of my worship belongs to you. All of my monies belong to you. All of my giftings belong to you. All of my lifetime belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of my worship. Say all of my service.
All of my service belongs to you.
All my resources.
All my resources belong to you.
All of my lifetime.
All of my lifetime belongs to you.
Yeah. I'm going to pray with you. The account number for the sacrifice, scriptural offering is going to be displayed there, and I'll pray with you right now. Father, by the power of sacrifice, you have broken curses. Move people from one dimension to another. You have changed the lives of people and wiped away shame and tears from their life. People who were stuck at a point, by the power of sacrifice, you open doors that they never expected. Sicknesses and diseases that have defied medicine and cure, by the power of sacrifice, people have found healing. Jesus, here we are again. In Psalm 50, you said, gather my saints together. Those who have entered a covenant with me by sacrifice. Aya. Anyone here, as you are giving the sacrifice, walk up to the altar. God said, gather my sins together. Come forward, let me pray with you. Anything you are giving, just come forward, let me pray with you. You have made up your mind on your sacrifice already. Move forward, I'm going to pray with you. Gather my sins together. Gather my sins together. Gather my sins together. Gather my sins together. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, make sure you just leave your seat zone. If people are filled here, just leave. Make sure you are not on your seat. Make sure you are leaving your seat zone if you are part of this 20 days of glory sacrifice 2023. As you are giving this sacrifice, open your heart to God, for God is about to do things. Don't put any tag, just watch God. Don't say, God, for this sacrifice. No, some people, that's a vow. But this is a sacrifice where you just say, God, because you demanded this. Abraham did not say this, but there are certain times you have a particular thing in your own heart, no problem. If there is a thing that is your main thing, for Solomon, it was wisdom. Kai. Lord, I prophesy, you God of heaven that cannot be cajoled by any man, that no man can cajole. The God who sees our heart and knows all of us individually. The God who does not deceive us. You don't deceive us. You have not called the sons of Jacob to seek you in vain. Lord, see the heart of your sons and daughters. After now, nobody will call anybody to demand for this. So it is a sacrifice on their part. You see our hearts. You know what have become sacrifice to anyone. You know what is painful to anyone today. You know what anybody is doing. Across all our church expressions right now in Ekpe, in Ojodu, all the centers, brothers and sisters join us all over the world. Everywhere anybody is connected, those who are online now, as they indicate, and they are making their sacrifices. Jesus, I ask that you will cause an unusual dimension of grace that they have never known in their lives before to start breaking forth in their lives in the name of Jesus. Some have signed up for a life of financial increase eternally. Jesus, I pray that whatever it is that anyone has done, you who honor the sacrifice, said, and God had respect on the sacrifice of Abel. Had respect. Lord, have respect on our sacrifice. Remember our sacrifice. In the day where Satan is bragging and making noise and opening his mouth, may you look upon our sacrifice. In the day where affliction is raising his head to record the second time, may you remember our sacrifice. In the day where certain things are rising to say, we have stopped every other person in the family, we'll stop you. Jesus, may you remember our sacrifice. And cause answers to break forth like never before. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.